Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, only to the Son above. Melts the clouds of sin and sadness, drive out the dark of the heart. Give all the world gladness, fill us stars and angels, sing of glory, center of a world of grace. Fill thy forests, vale and mountain, lovely battle, flashing sea. Chant me, bird and flowery fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. In the Bible we read of a beautiful prayer, a prayer to heaven above. It was prayed by a heart that was laden with care and filled with such wonderful love.
When the Savior was prayed,
so was prayed
in the Garden of Gethsemane,
Gethsemane.
He said,
you can catch the sight of
his voice as he said,
"Oh, Lord, the fire must be done, as a lamp to the slaughter, he soon must be led to die, as the crucified one."
When the Savior
was praying
in the Garden of Gethsemane,
as he prayed there
alone in such deep agony,
it was a most beautiful prayer. Just to think his great heart was all broken for me, that he would be my great sorrow must share.
When the Savior
was praying, Jesus was praying
in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Soon we'll come to the end of life's journey, and perhaps we'll never meet anymore. far away on that beautiful shore.
If we never meet again, this side of this heart alone, as we stroll those roadless roads wide, there's a merry place somewhere in heaven, by the side.
Bye. the way that he loves us as a son, that blesses my way with light. The way that he loves is as soft as the breeze caressing the trees.
Oh, God. had long foresight. There's gladness in believing in Jesus, there is light.
Come unto me,
all ye that
and I know we'll
rejoice and awake.
If I seek
for sheep gone astray,
I'm sure you'll show me his glory when I come last mile of the way.
When I come last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the road of day.
And I know where joys shall await me
when I come the last mile of the way.
And if here
they bound the hands of Jesus in the garden where he prayed.
They led him through the streets in shame.
They spat upon
the Savior, so pure and free from sin. They said, crucify him.
Upon his
God sent his son, they call him Jesus.
And ever praise for me. 67. I do not stand before you to lead a song. That has always been one of my fondest dreams. I think that that's one of the joys of heaven. I'll be able to lead a song there. The singers will be good too. I'm trusting that we'll have great voices. I do enjoy the worship like this, where we raise our voices together in song. Each one of these has unique meanings, sometimes more than others, because our emotions wax and wane. There are songs that you may have sung for years that all of a sudden can bring tears to your eyes. There are old ones that are great. There are new ones that are great. And I'd hate to cause a little bit of trouble right here, but when we come at a meeting like this, the song leaders have their songs picked out. The list is handed out. We are a family, and you know who the song leaders are. In fact, there's a list published at the beginning of the month as to who they will be. If you have a song that is not selected, ask one of them to lead it. There are times that I'm sure they struggle for songs like I struggle for topics to talk about. And the song leaders really try hard to match my lessons. But when I'm talking on Apollos like I did last week, I don't know of any songs in there that talk about Apollos. So they might like some input from you as to what to sing. And if you have some favorites that aren't in this book, one of my all-time favorites is an old song that's, I only know of it being in one book that the Brethren have published, and I may copy that out and invite a bunch of you to my house to sing. And if you want to do that, you're welcome to. If you can get them to come, you can select all the songs there. There is a word of wisdom in Ecclesiastes. It is one of the most practical books of how to live life under the sun, life on the earth, how to get along with other people. And for no particular reason, I'll just read this with you. And yet, it has always had much meaning to me because of human nature. And the writer of Ecclesiastes says in chapter 7, the paragraph starts in verse 19, "Wisdom strengthens a wise man more than 10 rulers who are in a city." You can't make a person do right, but wisdom can encourage us along this line and help us to make the right decisions. Verse 20, "Indeed, there is not a righteous man on earth who continually does good and never sins. Also, do not take seriously all words which are spoken, so that you will not hear your servant cursing you. For you also have realized that you likewise have many times cursed others." And I don't think the cursing there is what we would call a cussing. "You will say unflattering or unkind things about someone. It may be your boss at work. It may be your husband or wife or your parents or your children. And they'll overhear those, and it causes untold grief in weeks to come or days or months." And what the writer here is suggesting is wisdom will dictate. There are times when you ought to pretend that you didn't hear, because you know that sometimes in your life you've said things that you didn't mean. You didn't mean to be unkind. You didn't mean for them to be overheard, but they were. But that's prefaced by this thought that there is not a person on earth who does good all the time and never makes a mistake. And as the writers of wisdom, whether it's in Proverbs or Ecclesiastes will say, or in fact the practical books of the New Testament, if you have a tongue, you're going to get in trouble with it sooner or later. So what goes sometimes with an unkind tongue is a kind ear that will just say, "I choose not to pay attention to that." And I think those verses can smooth the family life tremendously. They've helped me occasionally. And then to my grief, sometimes I didn't listen to them. God's wisdom is for our benefit. And Ecclesiastes is not just the wisdom that Solomon figured out. It's that which God revealed. But when God's revelation coincides with man's experience, there's a double lesson. We offer to you at this time the invitation of our Lord to be a member of His body, not just to listen to the wisdom that's eternal, but to prepare yourself for the life that's eternal. If there's one here who needs to respond, we'll ask you to come while we stand and sing.
Troubles of times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom from awful fear, how is that saying? Humbling his heart to God, safe to the chasing rod. Seek the way, pilgrims, cross Christians away. Jesus is home, morning or night or noon. Many will be there too, conscience will smile. Will soon be o'er, happy forevermore, when we meet on that shore, free from all care. Rising up in the sky, telling this world goodbye, homeward within little fly, glory to share. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon, many will be there too.
Our dearest, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you for your tender mercies that you shower upon us. We come thanking you and praising you for the glory that is yours, for all the good and the wonderful things that you have prepared for us, for your Son that died that we might all have life everlasting. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive us of those things that are wrong in our lives and help us learn of you, learn of your love, and correct those things so that we may walk in your ways and be found acceptable to you. Dear Heavenly Father, for those that are sick and away from us, please put your healing, tender, merciful hand on those. For those that are suffering, please comfort and console those as only you can. Dear Heavenly Father, for this congregation of your people, we ask your blessings that we may speak your word and grow, be pleasing to you. Dear Heavenly Father, please heal those that need your special, special healing. Please accept this, our worship to you, as a sweet savor. It's in thy Son's most holy name we pray. Amen.